This is day 10, or maybe it's another day in which you have, grabbed a hold of this little MP3, this devotion. And so I sit here thinking about you in the presence of God as I pray, and I simply seek to let the Word of God come out, speak to your heart, and for you to engage Jesus right now. So as we start in this session, I want to simply say this. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge your presence, unceasing, unbroken, living presence within, deep within us, that you are within us and upon us and with us to the end of the age. And even the Great Commission, Lord Jesus, you prophesy, promise to be with us all the way to the end. And so we receive your promises. And Lord, today we pray that you will speak into our lives, continue by this amazing prophetic revelation given by the Spirit of God concerning you and all that you're doing, all that's going to happen. That we can be not only amazed and purified, but fueled and ready to serve and realize that we are now in the last hour. So today, Lord, search us. If there's anything we need to know about sin in our lives, use today's word to deal with that, Father. Lead us to repentance. So we take a look now to Hebrews chapter 12. And God simply speaking to believers that we're having a difficult time and we're being confused and persecuted and things occurring. And simply the Spirit of God saying, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? See, there's this sense that God's speaking out of the heavens. And the second coming and the word that we've been given now. If you read the very first chapter in the book of Hebrews, you're going to find out that of all the revelation and all of the acts, supernatural things that God has done, Christ is the apex. He is the final, broadest, widest, deepest revelation. Well, he's the exact representation of God's very being. He is the invisible God made visible to us in human flesh. And so it is, and that's what salvation is, all about repentance. We're the ones that sinned. We're the ones that did wrong. We're the ones that opened the door to the enemy. We're the ones that ruined things. We're the cause for Christ being at the cross. When they beat him and mocked him and spit on him and put him there, we, our sin, is the cause. He, as the sinless one, would be the sin bearer of the world. Yours, mine. The sin bearer. Oh, it has everything to do with grave warning to the world. In verse 26 of Hebrews chapter 12, look what it says. At that time, referring to the Old Testament days, his voice shook the earth. But now, so we have here in one verse, way back there into the Old Testament past, we have right now, and we have what's going to come. So in verse 26, at that time, Old Testament days, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, and that involves prophecy. Here's the quote. Here's what it says. Comes out of Haggai 2, chapter 2. Once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now there is prophecy out of the Old Testament, Haggai chapter 2, now being used by the Spirit of God in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26, as a word to us. As a word that does bring warning. as a word that would bring warning to anyone that says, well, I know Christ, or anyone who says, I've been to church. Listen, do you know him? Do you know Christ? Do you walk with him? Listen, this warning in this chapter deals with those that would refuse. It speaks about earlier in the book of Hebrews about insulting the Spirit of grace, trampling the blood of Christ. And so the warning of God is in reference to those that would be refusing Christ and speaking against and not accepting and maybe just standing there doing nothing. And that is a danger. As the Spirit of God speaks to us and offers us grace, it's the Spirit of grace that calls us to be cleansed, forgiven, made right, and given the gift of salvation and all that it involves when we receive Christ. But as the Spirit of God said in the Old Testament, now reiterated in the New Testament, God says, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. We can read about this again in 2 Peter chapter 3. We can read about how the elements that everything, there's going to be eventually a new heaven and new earth. There's going to be a destruction of the old. Verse 27, it says these words, the words once more. Notice how the Spirit of God guides the writer of Hebrews 12 to bring some, well, to explain. This is like the prophets that searched intently and looked and wanted to see time. Look at all, you know, break it down. Think through it. Look now as the Spirit of God gives a kind of explanation for that prophecy out of Haggai. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken. That is, created things. So that what cannot be shaken may remain. It's an amazing thing that we read. Prophecy is going to shake fulfilled prophecy, that is. In the second coming of Christ and all that is going to occur, there's going to be a shaking of everything. That is right now. The heavens that we kind of see around us and contemplate, the earth that we are on right now, everything. Verse 28 gives a very powerful word. Therefore, since we, referring to believers in Christ, are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Now, this is the indestructible immortality. This is the eternal kingdom. Kingdom basileia, the rule and reign of God, the eternal, indestructible kingdom, indestructible salvation, indestructible immortality. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Isn't that a great revelation? Comes out of Deuteronomy. See, the author of the book, the Spirit of God, whether it's old or new, it's all his. He knows his book backward and forward, and in the infallible and inspiration of the Spirit of God, guiding these writers who knew and loved the Lord, he brings out revelation that is, well, consistent. The same, only more insight. And every time you go again and again and again, you're going to get more insight. I think that when I read this, it leads me to repentance. It leads me to repentance of, well, neglecting so great a salvation, neglecting prayer, neglecting worship, neglecting my walk, neglecting the Word of God, neglecting prayer time, neglecting the lost state of mankind. The callousness and apathy and coldness that can come. So when I read the words, therefore, this is God's word, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. I mean, stand up today and be thankful. You know, stand up in the sight of God and give praise and thanksgiving and raise your arms to God and worship God and feel the presence of God's embrace by the Spirit of the Lord. Love the Lord. Stand there with absolute awe. No problem. Bow your head. Surrender yourself. Our God is a consuming fire. Our God is infinite. Our God is immaterial. Our God is immortal. Our God is indestructible. Our God is the God that came in Christ, Savior of the world, and a kingdom is coming. You know, all the rest that can be shaken will be. On the basis of prophetic revelation that God spoke in the old, renews and gives again with deeper explanation in the New Testament, only those given the gift of eternal, indestructible immortality and the eternal, indestructible kingdom will not be shaken. Since you and I are receiving such a kingdom, my friends, can we not bow down? Can we not honor the King of Heaven? 31 days ablaze.